Certain restaurants are talked about in hushed tones. Their food's always exquisite, but more important is that everyone who comes through their doors leaves feeling special. New York's Danielle has been one of these since Danielle Belou, a French chef from Lyon, opened it 20 years ago. Now, this isn't an easy accomplishment, especially when you have 14 other restaurants around the world. Danielle's always had an eerie, intuitive sense of what Americans want in their French food. But what happens to his food when a chef, rigidly trained in classical French tradition, has cooked longer in his new country than in his homeland? Well, Danielle is out with a new book, a coffee table mammoth called Danielle, My French Cuisine. Well, his longtime friend and collaborator on one of his previous books is Dori Greenspan. She's a best-selling author in her own right. Well, we asked these two to sit down together and talk.
Hi, Danielle. It's so good to see you.
Hello, Dori.
You know, this is pretty drastic for us to be in the studio together. It's the only way I get to see you lately.
I know.
I love, love, love the new book. And, you know, I know all of your books. This one has a very different, very special feel to it. Talk to me about it. What inspired it? What does it mean to you?
Well, we're celebrating Restaurant Danielle 20 years anniversary. And that means
déjà,
for me,
already.
Déjà, 20 years. And I wanted to do it capturing the moment today, but recapturing also some moment in my life as a chef. I have done wonderful dishes besides the dishes I put in the menu at Danielle over the year. I've done wonderful dishes I've never really made public, or I never had a chance to really practice too much with it. And I wanted to talk about iconic French dishes, or at least what I feel is iconic to me.
Okay, so the book has the recipes from Danielle.
Restaurant Danielle.
It has the iconic recipes.
Absolutely.
It has essays.
Yes.
From
Bill Buford.
Mm-hmm. Well, but also
essays,
from you.
Essays on wine, essays on cheese, essays on bread, all the things who touch the experience at Danielle.
And then it has Danielle at home.
Because I live right above the store. And so I felt it'd be nice to not lie about it and be, this is part of my life. This book is kind of my living presence as a chef.
Okay, so you've been in America longer than you've been in France,
it's
right?
It's true.
Being here 30 years, how do you stay French?
Well, I'm very lucky to be in New York. And I think in New York, it don't matter where you come from, you always remain very attached to your roots and to your community. And basically, for me, French cuisine has always been part of my DNA. And while I have definitely grown as an American chef here, I was born to be a cook in France.
So this makes me think of this amazing section in your book, the part I so love, that has iconic dishes. And these are dishes almost historical, can we say that?
Yeah. And I was very lucky 5 years ago to meet Bill Buford.
Who's the writer for, he writes for The New Yorker, and he wrote that great book, Heat.
Absolutely. And Bill decided to go to France and experience French cuisine in France, and become an apprentice and live his life in France for the last 4 years. And I wanted to spend a moment with Bill after this period he spent in France and say, why don't you come to New York and we cook together? And something might come out of it. If you inspire, you write about it. If you are not, then we'll never talk about it. And I think, iconic was kind of a difficult word. We felt like Bill was feeling like maybe iconic is not the right thing. And then as more, when you read the origin of iconic, it's a person or a thing regarded as a representative symbol of something. And for me, making those dishes was the representation of my upbringing as a young cook, my passion for French cuisine, and definitely my admiration for the history of French cuisine.
Okay, so this is why I think you are the the only person I know, at least, who could have done this, because each of these dishes, as we look at them, look like something from a beautiful, old, illustrated cookbook from centuries ago.
Yes.
And yet you have a personal attachment to each of
these. Very much, because every one of the recipe touched me in one part of my life as a chef. For example, turbo soufflé was inspired by a sol soufflé I was doing in Nandron when I was 14 years old, 15 years old.
Okay, take just a second to tell us what the components of this dish
are. Well, the turbo soufflé, we take about a 12-pound turbo, which cost a fortune. And turbo is a flat fish, which is about, I would say, about 3-inch thick. And it was about 18-inch long, and there is a special braising pan called turbotière to prepare that dish. And so we basically carve out the fillet and remove the bones and stuff it with lobster and basil and tomato and a little soufflé mousse of turbo as well, and decorate it with tomatoes and chive, black olive, and zucchini in a very...
almost like a mosaic. It's
mosaic
beautiful.
Pattern. And I wanted to take it to something a little bit more Mediterranean with tomato and basil and olive and artichokes and the whole turbo stuffed with lobster.
So you played around with an icon.
Yes, and it took hours and hours to make it, but it was an amazing session.
Okay, so let's finish with one dish that we can make at home for ourselves.
Ah, I think for our home dishes, the chicken fricassee with vinegar, tomato, and tarragon.
Mm, I love that dish.
I always love to do a one-pot meal, and this is the ultimate one-pot meal when you start by roasting your chicken with shallots and tarragon, and then you add up the tomatoes, and we deglaze that with vinegar and let it stew gently. It's delicious, and it's something so Lyonnais, so Lyon, the poulet au vinaigre.
So we can take a piece of Restaurant Daniel home with us. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Dory.
Chef Daniel Ballou's book is Daniel, My French Cuisine. Dory Greenspan is author of the best-selling Around My French Table. Daniel left us with a recipe for that chicken fricassee. It is called poulet with tarragon. Find it on the website, splendidtable.org.